This Saturday, November 12th, at 9:30 and 11 a.m., Towson University's Department of Music performs Mystery on the Docks, a 35-minute puppet opera for children at Towson University's Kaplan Hall. To tell us all about it, I'm joined by Courtney Kalbacher, lecturer in voice and opera stage director at Towson. Courtney, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
It's good to see you. So, opera meets film noir. What can we expect from this unusual opera?
You know, this is almost like a musical radio play. We have a cute little story. It's absolutely charming. Ralph is a little rat who works at a diner on a dock. When he finds out that his favorite opera singer has been kidnapped by Big Al, and he has to find a way to save the day. It's very charming, a kind of fun story for, little ones, pre-kindergarten through third grade, but really fun for the adults as well.
I was going to say, it sounds like something that would be delightful for parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents to come if you're looking for something to do with your kids or
Absolutely.
Your family.
Absolutely. I'm a mom, and I'm always looking for excellent programming, easy to get to. There's free parking adjacent to Towson University's Center for the Arts. You can't beat that. $12 tickets, a great Saturday morning activity.
All tickets are $12 for everyone?
Yes, yeah. Yes, great. Indeed. And they can be found online at tuboxoffice.com or at the door.
I see that this piece was adapted as an opera by Edward Barnes from an original book by Thatcher Hurd. How did it make that journey?
I think that Edward Barnes was really charmed by the story, and this was actually a book, Mystery on the Docks, was featured on Reading Rainbow in the 80s. I actually remember watching this episode in particular, and I bet he was just as excited by it as I was. It's just fantastic, and he turned it into a really fantastic little piece of theater.
It does strike me that that is perhaps a helpful source material in that there's probably less excision or reduction you have to do if you start with a fairly compact piece of source material.
Yes, children's books are wonderful for that because they are compact, concise, and filled with fun and drama. And this one in particular has lots of allusions to opera music in it that's worked right into the book. And so you have Puccini coming through the score and Wagner. It's a lot of fun.
Because she's already a diva.
Exactly.
In the story. And this is part of an ongoing series?
Yes. So Towson University has had a children's opera ensemble for more than 10 years. And we have done dozens of productions, and this one is very exciting. We'll be not only performing at Towson University this Saturday on November 12th, but then throughout the spring, bringing the show to other locations throughout Maryland, arts centers, other arts organizations, schools, libraries, and we're available to tour if folks miss this Saturday. There are more chances, and they can always reach out to the Towson University Department of Music.
That gives us a chance to see it again or bring the rest of the family. And to do that, you can find more information about this delightful opera for all ages at events.towson.edu. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Thank you.